This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Talking Otago with ORC.
And on today's edition of Talking Otago, I'm talking with Gillian Phillips, Otago Regional Council Implementation Lead for Public Transport, about the Orbus on-demand bus service launching soon in Mosgiel. And we'll also touch base about the bus route and timetable changes coming to Dunedin shortly. Kia ora, good to have you with us again, Gillian.
Good morning.
So let's start with the Orbus on-demand service and why the Otago Regional Council is bringing it to Mosgiel.
Yeah, thanks. So it's Orbus On Demand is a new Mosgiel public transport service starting on the 30th of June. And it's a bookable rideshare service for Mosgiel, but covering a much wider area than the existing service. That's the loop service routes 80 and 81. And this area includes Wingatui, East Tauri and Kinmont. And people will be able to catch the on-demand service on the same hours that the current service runs. It's between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. And you can pay on board with your B card or cash, and we'll have around 100 pickup and drop-off points, including nearly all the existing Mosgiel bus stops. And these provide basically a large number of locations across Mosgiel where the bus can safely collect you or drop you off. So it's kind of like an Uber for buses, but you share the bus with other passengers.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes, sorry. It's a very different kind of bus service for Dunedin, isn't it, Gillian? Now, tell us a little bit more about the detail.
Yeah, so it's a new or newish type of public transport offering that will give a lot of flexibility for Mosgiel people about how and when they use the bus. It doesn't have a set route or timetable. It runs according to customer bookings and finds the most efficient route to get people to where they want to go. So the nearest comparable service on the South Island is in Timaru. Their service is called My Way, and it's been very successful, and it's pretty similar to what we're launching. And the service also uses a wheelchair-accessible electric bus. In fact, the whole of the remaining Mosgiel diesel fleet is going to be replaced by a fleet of electric vehicles from the 30th of June, including 6 extra-large buses that can carry an additional 20 passengers. And there's also a new electric bus depot in Mosgiel too.
It's an exciting new service. Tell us a little bit more about that on-demand part of it. How does that work?
Yeah, so there's an app, an Orbus On Demand app, will be launching soon. Or if you don't want to use the app, you can use the ORC bus helpline to book your ride. So you book your trip, tell us where you want to go, where you want to get on and off. And you can book from half an hour to up to 7 days ahead of the trip you want to make. And because this is a new kind of service, we'll be running drop-in sessions and doing a lot of promotion around Mosgiel, where people can ask questions about it.
How does the paying part of it work?
You just use your B card or cash, as you would do on the standard bus service, and the fares and everything are exactly the same.
Well, we look forward to bringing our listeners more details about that. That is an exciting new change. Speaking of changes, there are some route and timetable changes coming up here in the city in Dunedin. Gillian, tell us about those.
Yeah, so those are sort of concentrated around the southeast the city, and again this is from the 30th of June, and it affects routes coming into the South Dunedin area, and it'll provide better connections for passengers from these areas of the city into South Dunedin, together with some timetable changes to routes to improve reliability.
So how will the routes into South D be affected, Gillian?
So there are a number of services that currently travel along the full length of Andy Bay Road into the city via the Oval or the one-way system. These are routes coming from places like Portobello, Tomahawk, Highcliffe and so on. And instead, they'll travel along the initial bit of Andy Bay Road and then go via MacAndrew Road and King Edward and Princess Streets into the city. So South Dunedin routes will be faster by avoiding the one-way system south of the Otsagan. And buses will travel through South Dunedin's main shopping area, which will be convenient for passengers, especially if they want to visit the forthcoming new library and community centre, you know, Kmart, the warehouse, Pack and Save, and all the local businesses that South D has to offer. And also the Mosgiel Route 77 service, which currently sort of travels along the motorway and then one way into the city, have actually turn right as it comes off the motorway and go by Hillside Road and Princess Street into the city, which provides a direct connection between Mosgiel, Green Island and South Dunedin for the first time since around 2015.
Well, you've kind of touched on this, Julian, but overall, how do you see these changes benefiting passengers?
Yeah, well, we're aiming for buses to be more reliable and direct. The timetable changes we're making are based on several years of worth of real-time bus tracking data. They'll provide better connections for passengers travelling from those southeastern areas of the city into South Dunedin. And the timetables will reflect real travel times, you know, considering the traffic volumes at peak and off-peak times.
You'll be sharing more details of this through your usual platforms and, I guess, through the website, Julian.
Yeah, that's right. So the ORC website or just Google Orbus and information will be up soon.
Great stuff. We look forward to bringing our listeners more detail around both of those changes, particularly the on-demand service coming to Mosgiel and a few route changes here in Otapuhi, Dunedin. Julian Phillips, the Otago Regional Council Implementation Lead for Public Transport. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us here for our Talking Otago spot. We look forward to catching up again further down the track.
Thank you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.